Catherine, this is, as you mentioned, I had emotion about this. The other buildings out at New Mills, it's a fabulous facility, absolutely fabulous, but it is not reaching anything like the potential that it should have as a tourist destination or as for visitors. So, you know, the ownership, the OPW have had in their ownership all those buildings for quite some time. For a long number of years now, but nothing has been done to bring them into use. So I was proposing that we have things like a coffee shop, that we develop the old bar that was there and put it back the way that it was, and make that part of the whole experience for people visiting the area, with coffee shop and so on. That hasn't happened, but I'm told here now from the answer today when I asked for an update that the OPW have plans for it. Unfortunately, the answer doesn't specify what those plans are, so I don't know if the plans match my vision for it or if it's something completely different. So I would really need more detail on this, but I do welcome the fact that the OPW have at least plans to use those buildings, which they've bought, which they've paid for, and which they haven't used. So, you know, I hope now that it can be used in a way that brings it into use for the wider public and that will increase footfall to that fabulous facility that we have there.
There would be, I'd imagine, some concerns as it relates to there being very little space to the door of these buildings to what is a very busy road there at New Mills.
Yeah, but, you know, the road issues, I think, Catherine, this was raised before as well, that maybe those weren't developed, it wasn't because of safety aspects crossing the road, but I don't think there's anything there that can't be dealt with. Remember, there was a live active pub there at one time, and people were walking out of it and so on, and I never remember anyone getting knocked down or anything. So, you know, I don't think there's any issue there that or traffic people aren't capable of addressing.